You're tuned into the Palestine Solidarity Sessions, a special presentation of CKUT. In-depth interviews, voices, and analysis on what we can do as ordinary people to stand up for Palestine. For more information, visit ckut.ca/news. Joined on the line right now with Hannah Kowas, who is the chairperson of the Canada-Palestine Association of Vancouver, where he's joining us on the line from today. He's also a media activist and one of the producers of Voice of Palestine. Hannah, welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me, Aaron.
You know, first, I would like to get you to reflect a little bit more, if you can elaborate a bit more on what you've seen the Canadian mainstream media coverage of this current war been like, just some of your reflections on that.
Yeah, I think it's really parroting the official government position, and not just the government position, but all the Canadian parties' position, including the NDP and the Liberals. So, you know, the mantra, you know, Israel has the right to defend itself. You know, and Hamas started the thing, which is a big lie, you know, and they formed the conflict as between Hamas and Israel, which is nonsense, because Hamas is one of the resistance forces, but you know, who's getting the brunt of these fascist attacks are the Palestinian people and the Palestinian children. They have no sacred place for them, the Israelis. They're bombing schools, hospitals, mosques, everything, and this is not reflected in the media. If we've seen, you know, a mosque or a church being bombed anywhere in the world, we won't hear the end of it. They bombed many mosques and many schools, according to the UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Work Agency. They bombed the school just last night, you know, and you know, they killed so many, although they told them about the location 19 times, according to the United Nations Commissioner General. They told them the location 19 times. The last time was a few hours before they bombed the school, you know. And the Israelis told people to go to safe places. One of them was the schools. And the UNRWA said this is not the first school, UNRWA school, being hit. They said they hit six schools, which shows you, you know, the immensity of the attack. And mostly children are being affected by this, and you know, civilians mainly are being affected by this vicious attack. So it's clearly the media is not doing its job. Actually, not just not doing its job. It's it is basically a complicity in Israeli war crimes, because their silence on it is complicity, really.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we're looking at doing with this radio series is to give our listeners tools in order to kind of arm themselves to be able to prevent Israeli aggression like this from happening in the future. People often say that knowledge is power. And as you were describing with the mainstream media in Canada giving such a one-sided account of what's happening in Palestine, where can people go to find more truthful, more in-depth, more accurate reporting on Palestine?
Yeah, I think there is lots of websites that, you know, the alternative media, and there is lots of websites that carry the story, the Palestinian narrative. One of them is, you know, the Electronic Intifada, and many others. I mean, it's easy to find these websites on the internet. And, you know, the The you know the local groups has also a website, like we in Canada Palestine Association has our website, and we're using it as educational and a support tool. But I think knowledge is important, but also you know this is the first step. But I think the more important thing is to be organized and to be part of organized effort, you know, whether an association or a support group or boycott, divestment, and sanction group, you know, it's important because, you know, to do it as an individual is more effective, you know, than being as a group. Sometimes, you know, like people dancing. You know, in the night time, nobody sees them. So this is Arabic proverb, by the way. I don't know if you have something similar in English. You know, but you know, I think it's important to be part of the action. I mean, it's important to boycott Israeli products as individual. But if you want to be more effective, you have to be part of an organized group. And it's about time now. We lack that even in the Palestinian community. But my message to everybody, Palestinians and Arab community and supporters, that it's important to further the Palestinian struggle and cause is to be organized and be more effective than what we have been for the last, God knows, 66 years since the Israel established itself on the rubble of the Palestinian nation.
Again, we've been speaking with Hannah Kawas, who is the chairperson of the Canada-Palestine Association, joining us on the line today from Vancouver. Hannah, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome, Aaron, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
You just heard the Palestine Solidarity Sessions, a special presentation of CKUT Radio. For more information on this series, or to download other segments, visit ckut.ca/news. Follow us on Twitter at CKUT News with the hashtag CKUT Palestine, or email news@ckut.ca. For weekly in-depth coverage on Palestine and Palestine solidarity initiatives, tune in to Under the Olive Tree, Thursdays at 11 a.m., or follow them on Facebook. We wish you all a free, free Palestine.